The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Happy 4th of July. Welcome to the 4th of July edition. Today is 7/4/2018. You can call us at 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. What are we celebrating? Why are we celebrating the 4th of July? Anyone? Can anyone tell me? Well, I want to play a clip from Mark Dice. Mark Dice is basically a media analyst, and he went around in San Diego, California, and asked some basic questions about Americans' 4th of July Independence Day. Let's see what the people had to say in California.
What country famously broke away from England to start their own country in the late 1700s?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Exactly? Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that... It's our independence. That's why we have the fire.
From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victor of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
I don't know.
Just name one person.
Abraham Lincoln? I don't know.
Sorry.
Not?
What year was that Declaration of
was
Independence?
Was it 1964? 84?
1984?
84? I don't know.
Oh, no. We're
1864?
1860.
I don't know.
This country, no wonder this country's in trouble.
Okay.
What country did we declare our independence from?
Help me, baby.
Nope, just you. You're on your own.
California.
California.
From.
Oh, from?
We declared independence from a certain country, which is why we celebrate 4th of July. What country was that?
I don't have no idea.
You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right.
Okay. That's tonight's homework.
Okay. Thank you.
Back in the late 1700s, when Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that exactly?
Sometime in the 1700s, I'm not sure.
How many stars on this flag?
50-something.
Well, what country did we declare independence from back in the 1770s? You don't know?
No.
It's kind of the reason we celebrate the 4th of July.
I have no idea.
No idea, but you're still going to be celebrating.
I'm still going to celebrate.
Well, you should have your celebration revoked.
Because
you're
I don't know.
You're not allowed to celebrate. Yeah. Because I'm banning you now from celebrating
well,
the 4th of July.
I'm terrible.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July exactly?
Independence Day?
Specifically?
I don't know. I'm so bad at this. Say Independence Day. Say when we won our independence.
From?
Those countries. We have this on camera too.
Name one of the founding fathers of America.
I don't want to do this.
You don't know? What year did we declare independence from Britain?
1773? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Getting people's thoughts on what country we broke away from when we declared independence back in 1776.
I'm good.
Didn't know. America celebrates the 4th of July.
Is it Independence Day when you got rid of Mother England, right?
Yes. We got foreigners that know why we. Foreigners know why we celebrate it more than Americans.
Everybody loves to get rid of their the colonizers. So it's always good.
That's incredible.
It's always good.
Thanks for knowing that. That's incredible, man.
Have a good one.
Have a good vacation.
See ya.
Wow. Unbelievable. While you guys are out there on the beach having a party, celebrating, I'm here to teach you why we're celebrating Independence Day today, 7/3/2018, July 4th, 2018. So let's give you a brief background so you don't sound like a dummy like these folks did, or most of them anyway, practically all of them. So, during the American Revolution, the legal separation of 13 colonies from Great Britain in 1776 actually occurred on July 2nd, when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve a resolution of independence that had been proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent from Great Britain's rule. After voting for independence, Congress turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence, a statement explaining this decision, which had been prepared by a committee of five, with Thomas Jefferson as its principal author. Congress debated and revised the wording of the Declaration, finally approving it 2 days after, on July 4th, a day earlier. John Adams had written it to his wife, Abigail. Okay, so are you with me so far? Or are you falling asleep because you don't like history? I don't even think they teach history in school anymore. When I went to school, there was a requirement. We had to learn U.S. history. So I doubt it's a requirement now. And if they do teach it, I doubt that it's actual facts. And it's probably been doctored for the PC police. But anyway, let's continue. The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. So many of you didn't even know why we celebrate it. You just know that 4th of July, you buy your firecrackers that's made in China. How many knew that firecrackers was pretty much invented by the Chinese? You just know that you buy them. It just says made in China. You figured that it's made in China. Yeah. All right. You are smart. Yeah. You're a smarty. Smarty pants. So Adam's prediction was off by 2 days from the outset. Americans celebrate independence on July 4th. The date shown on the much publicized Declaration of Independence, rather than on July 2nd, the date the resolution of independence was approved in a closed session of Congress. So you learned a little something here. I don't want to keep droning on and on about it. I know you guys want to get back to your parties, but I feel it's something that's important, so I'm going to keep going. So historians have long disputed whether members of Congress signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, even though Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Benjamin Franklin all later wrote that they had signed it on that day. So why are people disputing it when they said that they clearly signed it on that day? Were they all lying? I don't understand. What is wrong with people? So most historians have concluded that the Declaration was signed nearly a month after its adoption on August 2nd, 1776, and not on July 4th, as commonly believed. So what do you believe? I'd like to know what you believe. 323-835-1123. Coincidentally, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the only signers of the Declaration of Independence later to serve as presidents of the United States, died on the same day. I did not know that. July 4th, 1826, which was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Although not a signer of the Declaration of Independence, James Monroe, another founding father who was elected as president, also died on July 4th, 1831. He was the third president who died on the anniversary of independence. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, was born on July 4th, 1872. So far, he is the only U.S. president to have been born on Independence Day. All right, so we'll take a break. And when I come back, I will talk about the observance of 4th of July.
G morning, sunshine. Wakey, wakey. Text me back. Hey, did you tell your parents about us? Let's skip first period together. Did you get all my texts? Is practice over yet? Where are you at? Are you with your friends? That's LAAAAMMEEE. Capital X, lowercase o, capital X, lowercase o.
I love you. JK, I hate you. JK.
Are you ignoring me?
We're in a huge fight right now.
Is this something I did?
I can see your lights on. I'm coming
this
over.
Isn't a
What'd
joke?
You dream about?
Did me?
I'm lonely.
Holla back.
Holla back.
Let's try something new. Nude pics. Send me some. Text me.
Next tape, please.
Spectroanalysis tape, sir.
Thank you.
I was taking notes.
As we have St. Patrick's Day lunch, we can have a moment of what?
Kim Jong-un's been celebrating their ICBM launch with some cultural performances. I just wondered,
The investigation that, what are we calling now? Special Counsel Mueller.
It's beginning.
Our goals have been to increase lower cost, improve benefits, and expand. Haven't seen a budget. We've seen an outline, blueprint, Minnie Mouse budget. I don't know.
Almost as though they were irrational, drugged.
Congresswoman Beatty is on the Financial Services Committee, and they had issues of mutual concern.
Not even a theory, gentlemen.
Director of National Intelligence or the NRA person they should not. It raises questions that need to be answered in a.
Definitely not drugs or intoxication.
It is afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here. I'm honored this morning, or now afternoon.
Could be some form of space madness we've never heard of. But it would have to be caused by something.
Went into the meeting, it was two of us and five of them, or something, the president, the vice president, and four, Republican leader, the speaker, the majority leader, and...
Have the department heads meet me on the bridge. Mr. Sulu, prepare to move in on the Romulan vessel. Ship to ship, Uhura. Put this on the screen.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
reclaiming my time, 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 reclaiming my time.
Welcome back. So today we're celebrating our Independence Day, and we are giving a little background. So I told you about the background. Now let's talk a little bit about observance. In 1777, 13 gunshots were fired in salute, once at the morning and once as evening fell on July 4th in Bristol, Rhode Island. Philadelphia celebrated the first anniversary in a manner of a more modern American, and they had a dinner for the Continental Congress, toast, 13 gun salutes, speeches, prayers, music, parades, troop reviews, and fireworks. And I think this is how most of us still celebrate to this day. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. It's pretty accurate. In 1778, from his headquarters at Ross Hall near New Brunswick, New Jersey, General George Washington marked July 4th with a double ration of rum for his soldiers. That's nice. An artillery salute across the Atlantic Ocean. Ambassadors John Adams and Benjamin Franklin held a dinner for their fellow Americans in Paris. In 1779, July 4th fell on a Sunday. The holiday was celebrated on Monday, July 5th. In 1781, the Massachusetts General Court became the first state legislature to recognize July 4th as a state celebration. How far Massachusetts has fallen. In 1783, Moravians in Salem, North California, held a celebration of July 4th with challenging music program assembled by Joan Frederick Peter. The work was titled The Psalm of Joy. This is recognized as the first recorded celebration and is still celebrated to this day. In 1870, the United States Congress made Independence Day an unpaid holiday for federal employees. That's horrible. Why would it be unpaid? In 1938, Congress changed Independence Day to a paid federal holiday. About time. Took y'all long enough. Whew. Again, I'm still sweltering. I need to replace my AC. I am dying, folks. Dying. Speaking of which, I'm going to be playing a new segment. It's called Shoutouts, and many of you already participated. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, I put a blast out there, and many of you participated. So after the break, I will play the shout-out segment, and then we'll get back to 4th of July history.
Cleaning your prison cell, $1.30 a day. Cooking dinner for 1,000 inmates, $3.20 a day. Mopping the prison floor, $1.40 a day. Your freedom, priceless. Some things money can't buy. Be smart, choose freedom.
bomb, so.
Hey, this is Mitch Fisher, father of Nathan Fisher. I was just calling in because my son hasn't been cleaning his room, and I thought maybe, you know, if you said a little something on your podcast, maybe you could inspire him because he's a huge fan of yours. Also, maybe if you gave him a call and just told him, you know, to start picking up his stuff around the house, that might help a little bit. His phone number is, that is. Thank you, Ray Dog.
Ray Dog, what's up, bro? Just eat some food here. Yum, yum. Got the flies buzzing around. R-E-H-D-O-double-G.
My name's Hakim Grant, and, I would love to participate and join your label, bro. Like, it'll be really cool and stuff. I let you know I'm black, so if that helps or anything. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I can't do anything else. I mean, I'm black. I guess if that'll help. Bye-bye now.
Hello, Ray Dog. I just wanted to say that your music video, Why Must I Cry, was massively inspiring to me as an artist, and it is the greatest thing ever. So if you ever want to get back to me, I would love to talk to you. Thank you.
Ray Dog, I'm your biggest fan, man. I thought you were going to pick up my call. You let me down, bro. I had a question for you about your Patreon. If I donate $10 a month, do I get one frame painting for the first month, or is it one frame painting a month? I was hoping that you'd answer. All right, man. Well, I'll try to call you again, I guess, some other day. Have a good night, man. Be safe. God bless.
Thank you for your shout-outs on Political Bomb Show. Want to participate? Call 323-835-1123 now.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. Yes, we are live today on the 4th of July. Most other talk show hosts are doing a best-of show or have a fill-in. So I'm just taking a moment to actually do our actual show today, because this is my first year with my podcast, and I didn't want to leave a major holiday wide open without talking about it. So this is why I'm doing this show. It's not going to be as long as my regular shows. I'm just gonna continue talking about the 4th of July. Then I'll do a little bit of news, and then I'll let you go back to your merry ways. So let's talk about the customs for a little bit here. Okay, so Independence Day is a national holiday marked by patriotic displays similar to other summer theme events. Independence Day celebrations often take place outdoors. So obviously, you can't put firecrackers indoors, which I have a funny story. It's not actually funny, but when I was living in Connecticut and my nephew was staying with me, he actually would not listen to me and didn't realize that I knew what was best, and I wouldn't tell him something that was not right. I said, do not light the firecrackers indoors. I mean, God knows that I'm lucky the place didn't burn down. So what does he do? He lights the firecracker, and it just burnt the ceiling and the floor. Just a look could kill is what I gave him. I didn't do anything else. I just looked at him and just took all the firecrackers, and I think I threw them in the garbage. I was so upset. I couldn't believe that he actually did that. I just, to this day, I don't know what's going through his mind. But anyway, let's continue on here. Independence Day is a federal holiday. So all non-essential federal institutions, such as the post office and federal courts, are closed on that day. Many politicians make it a point on this day to appear at a public event to praise the nation's heritage, laws, history, society, and people. Families often celebrate Independence Day by hosting or attending a picnic or a barbecue. This is how you, what you guys know, but you don't know why you're doing it. Many take advantage of the day off. I don't know. Anyway, let's just continue. Many take advantage of the day off. In some years, a long weekend together with relatives and friends. Decorations, you know, streamers, balloons, and clothing are generally colored red, white, and blue. And obviously, don't tell me you don't know what those colors represent. The American flags. But if you didn't know that answer, please raise your hand and slap yourself in the face. Okay, so parades are often held in the morning before family get-togethers, while firecracker displays occur in the evening after dark. Oh, obviously, you wouldn't be able to see it during the day. It wouldn't look as good. But so anyway, most of you know what the customs are. So I'm not going to go through all of that. Or satellite. Maybe most of you don't know what the customs are. Let me continue. I forgot who I was talking to. So the night before the 4th was once the focal point of the celebration. It's almost like, I think, like how, you know, Christmas Eve, or I mean New Year's Eve, rather, is more of the focal point than the actual New Year's Day. I think that's how it was. But anyway, yeah, I think that's how it was. It said, in New England towns, to build towering pyramids assembled from barrels and casks. Whew, it's so hot. The highest were in Salem, Massachusetts, with pyramids composed of as many as 40 tiers of barrels. That's a lot. I didn't even know that the place I live now had this much history. I knew some of it, but oh Lord, it's so hot. Let's whip through this. Let's keep going. So anyway, you know about fireworks. Fireworks are held in many states. It's illegal here, by the way, but it's stupid. Why would Massachusetts have fireworks to be illegal, yet our neighbors, they're legal? So what do you think people are gonna do? You think they're gonna listen to the lawmakers and the signs that say fireworks is illegal and is up to jail time or can be fined? Nope, no one's gonna listen to that. In fact, I hear firecrackers going off right now, and I live in Massachusetts where they're illegal. But how are you gonna make it? They might as well make it legal and make some money if they were smart, because all they're doing is Connecticut is making money, and New Hampshire, because they're our neighboring states, and it's legal in those states, which is smart on their part, because they're getting revenue from us. I mean, I don't buy them anymore. I used to be into it when I lived in Connecticut, but, you know, I'm not really into it now. So I don't really mess with it. It's not something that I care to do anymore. So, but Massachusetts makes no sense. I mean, you're going to have it illegal here, but in Connecticut, it's legal, and New Hampshire is legal. So what are we going to do? Of course, we're going to go to the nearest state. So that's just politician being stupid. You could make some money by just making it legal. Might as well. You might as well do it. You might as well do it. So, yes, that's pretty much the background that I wanted to give you. And so now let's take a quick break and come back and do some brief news and then let you go.
Hey, come here. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm tired.
I said, come here.
Please, Patrick.
I'm not going to ask again.
I don't want to.
You know I love you.
Sex with someone who doesn't want to is rape. For information and help, search This Is Abuse.
I remember landing under sniper fire. That is what happened. Our folks on the ground were in danger. I don't find it funny at all.
If you search for treacherous, it isn't hard to find when Crooked Hillary has the support she needs to fit.
She had never received any emails or classified.
But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. And from the Clintons, it always seems so hard to give. Dishonesty is such a perfect word, for Hillary is so untrue.
Do you think New York State should recognize gay marriage?
This is wrong.
And honesty is never ever heard, not what we will get from her.
There were over 60,000 emails that were not related to my work.
It's always hard to find someone, even in the FBI, to file charges against Slippery Hillary.
We cannot bring criminal charges.
But we don't need some ugly face to tell us ugly lies. All we want is someone we can believe. Dishonesty is such a perfect word. Hillary is so untrue. Is hardly ever heard. She lies until her face is blue.
Marriage is a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
Diane Sawyer was apparently put to defend her and her husband's.
The media gives her cover, along with her lying friends. She gets safety and security until the bitter end.
As Attorney General, it would be inappropriate.
Loretta Lynch can't comfort us with false promises again. I know.
We know.
She blows.
Over an awful internet video.
Benghazi found her deep in lies. She wasn't too concerned. She blamed a stupid video and said, "What difference does it make?" But when the United States needs security, tell me where else can we turn? Crooked Hillary, you know we can't depend upon. It's such a lonely word. Hillary is so untrue.
I've been very consistent over the course of my entire life.
Dishonesty is always what we've heard. And prison is what we need for you.
And I'm not representing New York on 9/11. I represented Wall Street. We were attacked where Wall Street is.
I've been very consistent over the course of my entire life. I have always fought for the same values and principles.
You were against same-sex marriage, now you're for it. You defended President Obama's immigration policies, now you say they're too harsh. You supported his trade deal, now suddenly you're against it.
Hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account.
You can live with a protest about a video. That won't hurt you, but a terrorist attack will. So you can't be square with the American people.
Welcome back. Okay, let's do a little bit of news. Oprah says running for president would kill her. Let's see. Running for president would kill her. Let's see what she says here. Does anyone care? I don't even care what Oprah. Is that real news? Yeah, that's. Who cares? She's not going to run for president. That's the bottom line. And she would have lost. She had no chance. Zero chance. Pruitt becomes latest Trump official to be harassed in a restaurant. Yeah, this is getting to be out of hand. It's really out of hand that you can't sit down in a restaurant without being harassed if you are a supporter. Scott Pruitt becomes latest Trump official to be harassed at a restaurant. This is a story in the New York Post here. And, okay. Come on, stop this. Come on, please stop the mess. Stop the madness. Stop the madness. This, I'm going to have to find a new reader. This one is so buggy. Okay, so anyway. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt became the most recent Trump administration figure to get an earful while trying to get a mouthful at a DC restaurant, according to the Facebook posting on Monday. Whew. Teacher Kristen Mink, we're going to call her Kristen Stink. Teacher Kristen Stink was shown approaching Pruitt as he chowed down with a pal. I'm not going to even name the restaurant. It doesn't matter. All right, so I don't care. I don't want to read any more of this. Point is, she stinks. People can't sit down and eat dinner in peace just because of their political views. Like I said before, they should pass laws where it's unlawful for people to discriminate against you and be hateful just because of your political views. It pretty much rarely never happens on the right. It's always the left with their full-fledged hate coming at us. They're on the right. That's just the way it is. Okay, it's just ridiculous. Man threatens to burn down TV station, calls journalist dead man walking. Oh, wow, let's see what this is all about. Let's see, this is sickening stuff. This is in the Star Telegram. The guy looks really, doesn't look that, he looks psychotic. His name is Jason Eric Booley. He's 47 and he threatened to burn down Bryan, Texas TV station, KBTX, according to authorities. It's getting ridiculous, folks. And Maxine Waters could blame it on the president all she wants, but you're the one who started it, Maxine. She's such a, I don't even know. I want to talk about her. She's not even worth talking about. She's the worst. San Francisco, appalling street repeals residents. Talking about appalling, I read a story, or I saw a story today, I was reading the news earlier, where someone, I don't know who did it, they put 20 pounds of human feces on a sidewalk. It was gross. If you follow my Twitter feed, then you would see my Twitter feed, by the way. I've never even gave it a plug. If you want to follow my Twitter feed to get the latest stories, it is twitter.com/politicalbombsho. Politicalbombsho. So I put a story on that, and it's gross. Who wants to see that? Who wants to see anything like that? Terminally ill dogs at canine hospice treated to steak dinners, trips to McDonald's, and final days. That's touching. I love dogs. If you don't love dogs, something's gotta be. Dogs are the best. Sorry. So I dropped something here. Okay, this story's in the Mirror. This is so heartbreaking, and I can't look at this anymore. It's so heartbreaking. Under pressure, afraid to take bathroom breaks inside Amazon? What is this all about? Let's see. So this story is coming from... Where's the story coming from? The Seattle Times. It says, under pressure, afraid to take bathroom breaks inside Amazon's fast-paced warehouse world. Okay. That's the thing with these newspapers online. They keep trying to get you to subscribe because the papers are failing because they print too much lies. They really do. So Amazon warehouse workers afraid to go to the bathroom or take a sick day. Why? Let's continue. Because of constant surveillance. They can't have surveillance in the bathrooms, though. That just doesn't seem... That's got to be some laws against that. Let's see. Okay, so working at Amazon warehouse in the UK, James Bloodworth came across a bottle of straw-colored liquid on a shelf. It looked like pee. Oh, someone, wow. How could he be sure? He said he smelt it, said the 35-year-old British journalist and author talking about, I'm not going to plug his new book. Nope, I'm not going to read that. As he tells it, urinating into a bottle is the kind of desperation Amazon forces its warehouse workers into as they try to avoid accusations of idling and failing to meet imposably high productivity targets. Wow, yeah. I was going to try to go into that line of work. Good thing I'm reading this year right. I don't want to do it. I hate working in the warehouse. Back in the day in, Manchester, Connecticut, JCPenney, the outlet. Oh, man, that was some really, they do treat you like you're in the army or something. Quicker, quicker, Blyden, quicker, more. I said, screw this. I just let it all pile up. Come back here, Blyden. I walked out. I quit. Couldn't take anymore. Anyway, so this sounds horrible. Excuse me. This sounds horrible. I wouldn't want to work in those conditions. It's horrible. And why is Amazon in high demand? I keep writing on these surveys that President Trump sends me. Amazon needs to be broken up. It's a monopoly. It's illegal. Where's the antitrust division? When they ask my opinion on what I want them to work on, that's what I keep going to. Amazon, they're the biggest offenders. I even wrote a song about it. Amazon, Facebook, Google, they're the main biggest offender. Microsoft, I mean, there's more, but those are the main ones. Cut them down to size. Sears add more stores to closing list. Yeah, I don't care. I never stopped there, really, anyway. Vampire killer caught after seeing drinking blood of victim. Okay, this got to be from the Mirror, I bet. This sounds too far. The Daily Mail, actually. TheDailyMail.com. This just seems far-fetched to me. A vampire killer who brutally slit an elderly woman's throat so he could suck blood from her wound has been arrested in Zimbabwe after being found with a blood-filled pot. Christopher Simbanda, 34, struck his victim. What world are we living in? Wow. Assistant Inspector of Matabeleland North, Egolan Nakala, said, I can confirm a suspect who allegedly committed a murder at around 2 p.m. on Wednesday along the main road from Kana Mission Hospital. so satanic and psychotic. I don't understand. The guy actually thought he was a vampire and he wanted to get some blood. I don't know. Does anyone believe that there's real vampires out there? Or are you a real vampire? I'd like you to call the show. 323-835-1123. No pranksters. If you're a real vampire, that you actually believe that you're a real vampire, I would really like to talk to you. I really would. Uh-ohs. I thought this was all done with Spacey. It says 3 new Spacey sex assaults investigated. Let's see. Oh, this is a story from TMZ. And Kevin Spacey, 3 new sexual assaults investigated. Kevin Spacey is now being investigated for 6 sexual assaults in London after 3 new men have come forward with allegations against the actor. According to the Metropolitan Police, a man came to them in April claiming he was sexually assaulted in Westminster in 1996 and were told 2 other men came forward in February with allegations of sexual assault, one claiming an incident occurred in Gloucester in 2013 and the other in Lambeth in 2008. As we reported, Spacey became the subject of a Scotland Yard investigation in January when an alleged victim went to the police claiming he was sexually assaulted in Westminster in 2005. Cops in London were already investigating 2 similar complaints before that. We're told, just like the Scotland Yard cases, officers from the Child Abuse and Sexual Offences Command are involved in the 3 new cases. What can I say about that? There's also an active criminal investigation in Massachusetts, I didn't even know that, involving a then 18-year-old male, and the LA County DA is reviewing other allegations. We reached out to Spacey's attorney, but so far no word back. Of course, what is he going to say? What is he going to say? What can he say? Let's see, what is this? 81-year-old runs for life. Survived 1,000 stinging bees. Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Really horrible. What else do we have here? I am just scrolling through, seeing if there's anything. There was something that I emailed myself because it made me so angry that about that story, and I'll keep continue reading other stories I find until I can remember what that was. It angered me. Is Facebook a publisher? Publicly says no, but court says yes. So which is it? Let's see. Well, obviously you're going to go by court. Is Facebook a publisher? In public, it says no, but in court, it says yes. So make up your mind, Zuckerberg, you lying, filthy. Look at your eyes. Okay, let's calm down. In its defense against a former app startup, Facebook is contradicting its long-held claim to be simply a neutral platform. It's not a neutral platform. Of course it's contradicting itself. Why do you think I don't use it? The only Facebook I use now is my political bomb, so I do not use my personal one or my music one anymore. I just use my political bomb show Facebook, which is obviously facebook.com/thepoliticalbombshow. Okay, so let's continue. Facebook has long had the same public response when questioned about its disruption of the news industry. It is a tech platform, not a publisher or a media company. You think you don't act like one. But in a small courtroom in California, Redwood City on Monday, attorneys for the social media company presented a different message. I wonder what... liars. So anyway, a different message from the one executive have made to Congress in interviews. Of course they're going to make that to Congress because they got caught with their pants down when they took Diamond and Silk, took their page down for no other reason than they had a large following and they're conservative. That's the reason why you took them down, because you are a liberal. Okay, I don't want to cuss right now. It's 4th of July and I want to be happy, which I will be after I'm done with a few drinks. Facebook repeatedly argued that there is a publisher and a company that makes editorial decisions, which are protected by the First Amendment. So the contradictory claims is Facebook's latest tactic against a high-profile lawsuit, exposing a growing tension for the Silicon Valley Corporation, which has long presented itself as a neutral platform. It is not neutral, and they should be sued. They're not neutral. They're left-wing. And they know that if they actually come back and said they were left-wing, they would lose a lot of conservatives, and that's why they've been lying. So the suit filed by an app startup alleged that Mark Zuckerberg developed a malicious and fraudulent scheme to exploit users' personal data and force rival companies out of business. They did. That's why I said, I'm going back to what I said. Whenever the Trump administration would send me surveys and they ask me what else do I want to tell the president, I always say, bust the trust. That's the name of my new song for my album, by the way. Bust the trust. Facebook, Amazon, Google, they're too big. You need to break them up, because they definitely, Facebook killed everyone around them. MySpace, who? Yeah, they killed them. They murdered everyone. There's no one that could survive them. So anyway, meanwhile, is arguing that its decision about what not to publish should be protected because it's a publisher. So are you a publisher or are you neutral? Which one is it? See how companies lie when they get themselves in hot water? I mean, you have to be a dummy to know that Facebook is not neutral. How stupid do you think people are? But then again, if you heard the clip on the 4th of July asking Americans why do we celebrate it, then I guess they know how stupid people are. Let's continue. In court, Sonal Mehta, a lawyer for Facebook, even drew comparison with traditional media. The publisher discretion is a free speech right, irrespective of what technological means is used. You see how these people are? A newspaper has a publisher function, whether they are doing it on their website in a printed copy or through the news alerts. The plaintiff, a former startup called 643, first filed the suit in 2015 after Facebook removed app developers across... Let me go back here. Facebook removed app developers' access to friends' data. The company halted... I gotta take a break. I gotta get some water. It's too hot.
Political bombshell.
Honey?
Yes, dear?
Have you heard about this new podcast?
Yes, dear.
Okay, first off, it's all about Lost Soul. I do not know that maybe you know about Lost Soul or not, but I'm a pretty good expert at Lost Souls.
Well, I think that you should advertise your business on there.
Honey, I'm already there. I'm at advertisecast.com/3318. advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Welcome back. I am so sorry. I feel like I'm about to pass out. Oh, it's so hot. And like I said, I don't have the AC right now working and the windows are closed. So I am sweltering. That's what they call suffering for the art, I guess. But anyway, Facebook has rejected all claims and argues in court Monday about the decision that they are their publisher. And they could basically do what they're doing. And you can't have it two ways. You're either neutral or you're publisher. Which is it? In court, you say you're a publisher because you're being sued. But to us, the users, you're saying that you are. I'm glad that this David Goodkin, an attorney for 643, are suing them. Because if nothing is gonna bring to light that they're biased, they really are. So Facebook's morals and legal responsibilities as a publisher have escalated surrounding its role in spreading false news and propaganda, along with questionable censorship decisions. Absolutely. So I am absolutely happy that this is happening. They're wearing a shirt here that says delete Facebook, delete Facebook, delete Facebook, delete Facebook. I have deleted Facebook. I don't use them like I used to at all. Like I said, all I have is the Political Bomb Show page. That's all I use. And all I do on there is send the news out. I don't put anything personal on there. I relay news stories. That's all I do on there now. You know, so we'll see how it's happening. I'll keep following that story. I still want to get to that story if I could find it. That really disturbed me. Really, really disturbed me. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I really couldn't. Maxine Waters done with nice guy politics. Really? If that was nice that you were doing before, how bad can she get? Oh my goodness. Something else. Malena's secret trip to visit injured service members. This sounds like a feel-good story. Let's see what's going on here. She really is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, first lady. Honestly, she really is. You gotta love the first lady. You gotta love her. This is an AP story. Malena Trump made another secret trip Tuesday. Though she stayed a little closer to home, the First Lady visited with wounded service members at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center after traveling to the Washington Area Hospital. So that's nice. That's really, really nice. If you're looking to see a movie today, I would definitely check out Tag. If you haven't seen it before, it is hilarious. I went to see it. When did I see it? Today is the 4th of July. So like 2 days ago. It was so funny. And it was based on a true story. It was totally, totally funny. So I definitely give it 2 thumbs up. I'll tell you why. I loved it a lot more than Jurassic Girl. As I told Chris, who's like a brother to me, he was dying. Because he said that he heard good things about Tag, so I asked him if he saw it. He was like, no, not yet. How was it? I said, I loved it more than I loved Jurassic Girl, I'll tell you that. But I really did. It was a great show. I'm still really... All right, you know what? Let's open up my email. Let's find that email I sent myself. I have to read that story before I go off the air. I must find it. Because it made me so upset to I couldn't believe what I was seeing, what I was reading. I couldn't believe it. So let me see. Usually when I, when I'm out and about, if there's a story that really bothers me, I usually email it to myself so I could, and why am I not getting anything? Did my email fail me? Come on, don't tell me. Okay, a whole bunch of emails I sent myself. A couple stories here. All charged against... Oh, here it is. This ex-Vongol, Zane Jaffer. Did anyone hear about this? Let's open up this story. This infuriated me more than anything have ever infuriated me in so long. I just wanted to just reach through my phone and strangle him. Look at him. I just want to just literally rip his head off. All charges against ex-Vongol CEO Zane Jaffer included the lewd act on a child dismissed by the judge. I don't understand this, but then again I do because they're in California. All charges against former Vongol CEO Zane Jaffer, including sexual abuse of a child. The child was 3 years old. A backstory is that allegedly some police officers went to that his home. They heard the child screaming, and when they went there, the father was trying to push his head, push the boy's head, the three-year-old head, into his crotch. Basically, he was trying to make his three-year-old son give him oral sex. How sick are you? How sick? He's sick. I got so mad. I left him a nasty message on his Facebook page. I was so... And I'm not the only one. Everyone is sickened by this guy. I would never want to meet him in real life. How sick are you? How sick is California? This is the story I was talking about that really angered me. How could they dismiss it? And then he said he was wrongfully accused when the cops walked in and... Oh, you know what? Okay, I am done with that story. I am done with it because my blood pressure is raised. Okay, let's just calm down. Whew. Musa. Musa. As a friend Kramer used to say to me, Musa, because I get, I'm so passionate when I'm angry, no matter what the feeling is, I'm very compassionate. And this is sickening. This is really sick. Oh, sick stuff, folks. I don't understand why this guy was even allowed to be let go. California is sick. There's no other way of putting it. I mean, I hate to end the show on this note, but I'm going to end the show on this note because I can't go on anymore. And I just want to say, have yourself a happy 4th of July. If you're going to drink, obviously, have a designated person to drive you, or Uber, or just don't do it. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Especially teenagers, you just can't do it. You create too many accidents. And once again, I just want to say I hope that you really listen to the history I told you, the brief history. And next time someone asks you why you're celebrating the 4th of July, you can give them a direct answer. And you'll make yourself feel a lot better than sounding like a dummy like we heard earlier. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
They're all too corrupted. political bomb, so come on, people.